Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Brother Paul Wiedemann. Please enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Well, praise God for everybody today. Thank God we can gather together in His midst, and He's in our midst, really. And so He's here today, and He wants to speak to us through His Word, of course. And I'm just an instrument, just as well as you are, a conduit to get it out to you. And thought we'd talk today about a topic that we need to hear about. It's called clinging to hope. Hope is essential to life. Without it, people descend into deep depression. They sometimes commit suicide. And sometimes they just lie down and die. Viktor Frankl was a prisoner in the Nazi death camps. And he tells of the story where the prisoners in that Nazi death camp would have some hope, because they would get, the rumor would go around that they would Christmas was approaching and they would be released around Christmas time. But when Christmas, well, it was hope. It was kind of irrational hope, but it still was hope. And the time came for them to be released. Christmas would come and go, and they were not released. And Viktor Frankl said a lot of them just lie down and die. That's what happened. Hundreds of them, he said. And so he said this: hope is essential. It's peculiar to man because without it, they don't have any future. Now, what we want to do? Do we have a hope? Do we have that blessed hope? And do we have the blessed hope? And are we looking for that blessed hope and appearing of Jesus Christ? That's what God tells us to do. Now, let's look at some characters in hope. Let's look at Mark chapter 10. Hope. Everybody say hope. We're going to talk about a blind man here. Mark chapter 10, starting with verse 46. Praise God for evermore. I thank God for His Word because it's alive and powerful. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. Today, it will cut. It'll cut today. It'll divide asunder the soul and the spirit, even the marrow from the joints, and it'll discern the intentions of our heart. That's what the Word of God does. This is Him speaking. Giving us, Jesus was walking with His disciples. He came now, verse 46 of Mark chapter 10, so we can get right to it. And they came to Jericho about 10 or 12 miles outside of Jerusalem. And as He went out to Jericho with His disciples, a great number of people, and blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. So here you got a great crowd of people. You got a blind Bartimaeus. He names him here. In the other Gospels it says two blind men. But this is the one that I know, you have to notice he calls him by name. Blind Bartimaeus. And when he heard, who? Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, we don't know exactly how long he'd been sitting, how many years or how many months he'd been sitting by that side of the road begging. But he heard about Jesus. Now, he heard about Jesus. He knew who He was because He said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." 48. Watch this now. 48, verse 48. "And many charged Him that He should hold His peace." The religious people will try to stop you from crying out. Religious people will try to...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.